After a typical Shabbos, I think all of us have a desire right away to turn our phones, our computers, our TV, and to connect back to Olam Hazeh after leaving the Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos, and Kal Vachomer after a two-day Yontif. So I think last night, I'm recording this on a Sunday, by the way, based on whenever you're listening to this, last night was the end of Yontif for me. And so last night, of course, right away, I just like all of you, turn on my computer and just bombarded with what's going on in the country and shocked and scared with what's going on after the incident with George Floyd and the protests and the looting and the rallies and everything. It's just very, very intense. And saw some horrific videos and images of what's been going on. And it's scary. And the country right now feels extremely, extremely disconnected. And there's so much just animosity and hatred. Of course, for the desire, hopefully, Holim are doing the Shema for the desire of true peace. But it's very scary times right now, aside from the obvious of what's been going on over the last few months with COVID-19. And when it comes to wanting peace, wanting Ahava amongst people, so in this coming week's Parsha, the longest Parsha in the Torah, we are told about Birkas Kohanim. And unfortunately, in America, we haven't had Birkas Kohanim since Simchas Torah. Because Pesach and Shavuos, unfortunately, for most places, we did not really have, not have Minyanim. When it comes to Birkas HaTorah, so it's interesting, it's pointed out that the Nusach of the Bracha is very strange. HaBocher B'mo Yisrael, B'yahava. Bless the people with love. And it's pretty odd to put that word in a Bracha. Would we say that any other mitzvah we shouldn't do with love? And when it comes to, shaking the lulav, blowing the shofar, we should love Hashem. Let's do that, be'ahava. Every mitzvah we should do be'ahava. So why is it embedded in the bracha that it's done and it should be performed with love? Next question is that the Gemara Megillah and Kav Zayin Amud Beis says that the students of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, they gathered around him, and they asked him why he merited to live a long life. And imagine going to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asking him, you know, b'ma'arachta yamim, how come you're able to live so long? And it seems almost in a certain sense like somewhat of a foolish question, like, oh, yeah, because you learn Torah 24/7, and you're a tzaddik. Yeah, but aside, they're asking, meaning, what specific attribute, what specific component or specific mitzvah do you attribute to your long life? Of course, you're Elazar ben Shammua, you're big tzaddik, but try to pinpoint one nekuda. And he looks at his students, and he responds to them, he says, I merited a long life because I never performed the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim without first saying the bracha. That's what he said. That's why he got long life. That seems very strange, because every other Kohen up there also did that, and unfortunately not every other Kohen had long life. And the Ritva asks that question. The Ritva asks on that Gemara, what do you mean? What's so special about saying Birkas Kohanim with the bracha? Everyone does it. What's so special about him? What's he saying? He has to be saying something deeper. And the third question, and all this is from my Rebbe Sefer Imre Baruch, Parshas Naso. And the third question is that the Midrash in Bereishis Rabbah, it asks why the Jewish people were zocha to Birkas Kohanim. And the Midrash answers that it's in the Schus of Avram Avinu, and it quotes the Pasuk, Ko Yezarecha. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, he says, you should know, one day, right now you don't have any kids, and I'm letting you know. Leave your tent, walk outside, look up at the stars. Koiya zaracha. One day, your descendants are going to be as many as the stars up in the sky. And so the Midrash says that's the source for Birkas Kohanim. That's why we have it. It's a merit of Avram for the Koiya zaracha. So what's the connection there? Was that have anything to do with Birkas Kohanim? So going back, answering the question, so the Magen Avram quotes the Zohar that when in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says that you have to say the bracha Birkas Kohanim be Ahava, so Magen Avram comments there that there is an added chiyuv that the Kohen has a love towards the people. And also, on the converse, the people there, the Tzibur, has to have a certain affection towards that Kohen and the Kohanim there. And if either of those are missing, if either the Tzibur is angry and dislikes one of the Kohanim, or if the Kohen doesn't love the people, then halachically, that Kohen is not allowed to dachin. And so he says, that's why the bracha says bi'ava, because it's a prerequisite to being able to do Birkas Kohanim is to actually have the love towards the people that you're blessing. And it's such an integral component, not just of the mitzvah, but of life itself. To be able to have true love and have a desire to look at another Jew, to look at another person, and to see how amazing they are. And to see all the positive components of them. And it's extremely hard. And I know I'm saying this, and it's definitely extremely tough to practice in life, all the time. It's not something that's so pashut. It might sound pashut, but it's not so pashut. Right? But of course, it's very important that we try to do that. That we're trying to able to get to the point where every Jew that we look at, we're able to say, you know, I love that person. He or she is a fellow Jew. Look at them. Look how holy they are. Look at their neshama inside of them. And Rav Elazar ben Shammuel was telling his students that the reason why he merited to have long life was because he mamish lived that. He was able to say Birkas Kohanim bi'ahava. He was able to say that bracha and that component of the bracha, to say it with love and to really mean it. And to be able to embody that Avas Yisrael, that is something that is meritorious of good life. That's something where it's clear that he should be standing above all others to have a long life. And when it comes to a person being able to look at someone else and to see the positive components in them, so you have to look no further than Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was the one who was able to look at another person and to do whatever he could for them, to be selfless towards anyone. The story of the three malachim who are disguised as just wayward people in the desert, passerby. So if you think about that example, the Torah could have given a million examples. Avram did that plenty of times. But I think it says something, the fact that Mamsh, the lowest of the low, three random people. It's not like, oh, here's a hush of non-Jew. Avram's going to help them. It's the lowest of the low. And Avram, we see, runs and gives them the best food, gives them a place to rest. That's what he does. And when it comes to that midrash, it says, the Koi Yazarecha, that's the source for Birkas Kohanim. So Baal Shem Tov explains, and Hashem told Avram, Koi Yazarecha, your descendants are going to be like the stars in the sky. The lesson, says the Baal Shem Tov, who's the Artai was on Shavuos, that when you look at a star from our perspective, from a person's perspective, it looks extremely small. Look at the star in the sky. You have to sometimes squint in order to see it. But if you go up, if you go to Shemayim and you look at the stars, they're huge. Right? And it's all about the perspective. So Hashem is saying, that's the secret. That's the secret for Birkas Kohanim. That's why the merit of Birkas Kohanim. If you're able to look at the Jewish people and to see, not from
from your perspective, from a simple person on earth, but realize how exalted they are. Realize they have a neshama, Elokam Imal. They have a holy neshama. And if you see that, if you're able to see just how amazing they are, then that's the trick and that's the secret to merit Birkas Kohanim. And I think certainly aside from what's going on in America, which I mentioned at the beginning, for most of us, the strict rules of quarantine either have already eased up or are going to be easing up over the coming days. Michael just announced that starting on June 4th, we're going to start having these outdoor minyanim. And in all our lives, we've never had less social interactions than we've had within the past 2.5 months. Almost none of us. And now that we're going to begin the process of rejoining society, of going out, leaving our homes, leaving our apartments, being able to interact with other people a little bit more, slowly but surely till we get back to a full level of normalcy, I think it's important to internalize this message of how we look at others and how we treat others. And something that's so relevant now in America and so relevant as a Jew. And every Jew that we look at, we should look at like a star. We should look at and realize how exalted they are. And we have to be sure, of course, to look at them through the proper lens. And never diminish them. Never look at them sometimes even at face value. But to realize if something doesn't seem right, if something doesn't seem so great, realize that the fault is in you and is not in them.